Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Make sure you check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm in a great mood. Like you just said, it's going to be a beautiful day. We've got a whole series of beautiful days, a football game this weekend, just a lot of good things going on in the world.
All right, couple things I want to talk to you about, two of which are not so good in the world, and the second one will depend on your perspective. Let's talk about the first one, and that's of the Eric Matthew case. Eric Matthew Friend, who is the person who's on the run right now after shooting two police officers, killing one. This guy is really an interesting case from the aspect of who he is, what he's planned out, and what he's doing right now.
Well, he really is. He's one of these kind of a lone wolf, so to speak. He's got a lot of anger with society. He has particular anger with police officers. He's a survivalist. He's an expert with guns. Even his dad made the comment, his son is deadly with a weapon and does not miss. His father is a retired Army major. And people that know him, maybe they didn't take him too seriously, but apparently he's been out here planning and preparing. He, you know, claims that he has been overseas, that he has been fighting, been involved in, I guess you could say war. Like, he claims to have fought with Serbians in Africa. He studied Russian and Serbian language. So he's obviously a very dangerous fellow and could be like the person next door. No, and I don't think anyone imagined he was going to do anything like this. But, yes, he's out and apparently acting out his survivalist skills right now. So kind of a terrifying kind of a person out there amongst us.
What could motivate such a person?
I think he probably lives in his own little world. He has come to a set of beliefs. He has trained himself. He's one of these people that maybe believes government's too big, police in particular, or he may have had some bad experiences along the way. Hard to really know until you'd see the person, but he obviously has grievances that in his mind allow him to go kill police officers and go out and hide out and show how clever and how remarkable he is. I'm saying what he's thinking. I'm not saying I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So he just kind of lives in his own world and sees a justification for what he does. And I do feel, Tony, we're in a world where people can kind of live alone. They may be out and about, but they gather any information they want on the internet. They can join select little groups. They can interact but not interact with people. And they just build this cocoon, this life, this world, and then they're a great danger, potentially. They don't have to be dangerous. They could be creating things, but this fella clearly appears to be a very dangerous, to the point of a psychopathic person, has no sense of right or wrong, and feels an entitlement, and even that he ought to be doing this, out killing police officers. Pretty horrible situation.
Dr. Braccio, do you think he will commit suicide, or do you think he'll try to go out fighting?
Well, it could be the same story. I would think suicide would be something that he might do if they're really closing in on him and they find him. He also may just go out shooting. Not that you couldn't have him just like a lamb and want to have a platform to be able to explain, his views. But I think suicide on his part or going down fighting would be two very predictable outcomes. Obviously, a very dangerous fellow. If what his father says is true, then if you're out looking for him and he sees you and you don't see him, then you're going to be gone if he is a person that doesn't miss with a gun. Pretty scary person to be out looking for, particularly if you're a police officer.
All right, Dr. Braccio, I want to talk to you about something that's very personal to me in regards to some friends and relatives that I have that I'm very worried about because it's taken them a long, long time to accept and realize that Michigan State University has a better football program than their beloved University of Michigan football team. And I think that a lot of these folks who I know who are smart people for the most part, I think they finally have gotten it that Michigan State's football program at this point in time is better, and that Michigan is now not in the place that they're accustomed to being. I think they've come to terms with that. What they haven't come to terms with, and I don't know if they're going to jump off a building, but I worry about their mental state, because Michigan losing at home to Utah and just the beatings they've been taking lately, I worry about them. And what's your take? What could be happening psychologically, not only to the fans, but to those players who are used to winning?
Well, I think for the players, it's pretty devastating. I think that, you know, a sad thing in a way, you give a person like Tom Harmon's, you know, number, but you don't have Tom Harmon out there, okay, and it kind of sets up things for a very difficult period. Because I think in the past, if you take the Michigan man, that was when they were winning year to year. They believed that each group came in. You do kind of wonder, was there a sense of entitlement? We just win. You know, you bring the coach in and says, we're Michigan, this type thing. But they've gone through a terrible fall. Now, of course, I remember when they weren't very good, having been around in the 50s and 60s when they really weren't. They all of a sudden became good for an extended period of time. I also believe that they're a little lost in the past, kind of November 22nd, 1969, which is the old the Ohio State game. And I think they're kind of having to deal with the reality. I've kind of had a bad example, one they wouldn't like, but it's come to my mind, kind of like an aging king who is kind of hapless and hopeless, who has a willing servant who brings in Burger Kings and the Burger King hat, and he still feels that he's a king because of that, and that the games now, I'm kind of looking at Ann Arbor as the Coliseum, and the gladiators from other teams come in to kill the Wolverines. Now, that's kind of an extreme, but I do think that Michigan fans are definitely in a very difficult time. And believe it or not, football is a very important thing to a lot of people. And if you really live your life with that being a big part, and if you're the Walmart Wolverine, the Wolverine who doesn't even know where Ann Arbor is, but you love U of M football, this is a big thing. And then for the players on a more serious level, I think this is very, very difficult for them because, you know, they can't beat Ohio State. They can't beat Michigan State. So those are the teams they want to play with. And then when you're beat 31-0 by Notre Dame, and in some ways even worse, they had a double beating on that thing because the game ended and then they made them come back for just a kneel by Notre Dame. And then in this last one, if you saw the stadium after the monsoon or whatever you want to call it, there were really, I don't even know if there were any Michigan fans in there. So that was, a very difficult thing. And the fall since 2006 has been pretty precipitous, pretty difficult. And again, I'm a Spartan fan, so it's hard for me to have too much sympathy. But I don't like to see, particularly students or people that care, to have this type of fall. Pretty difficult time. Things will get better, but this is definitely going to be a difficult period of time, barring some renaissance type of an awakening during the rest of the year. So difficult time for Michigan fans in a difficult period.
Well, I'm here for my family and friends. If they need to weep, I will be here with the tissues. I hope things continue the way they are. It's a beautiful thing right now, as far as I'm concerned, as a Spartan fan. We've been talking with Dr. John Braccio, who's the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. You want to think and you want to think about how to be better, check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Thanks so much, sir.
Always fun, Tony. Bye-bye.